Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the first win of this second half of the season. But talk about how that first period panned out. I know things are a bit shaky for both teams. You could tell that they had been off for about a month, but you finally get on the scoreboard there with that goal by Jacqueline Casa. That came at a good time, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of our goals is to score first. We managed to kind of get through that first period. I think both teams certainly showed the effects of being off for the length of time that we were. But, the biggest thing is we liked our work ethic, our compete level. All those things were really good. And it's just the little nuances of the game, the finer, the points, the passing, it just wasn't that crisp. And so it resulted in a bit of a sloppy first period. But I thought we were better in the second. We still had some issues with puck management in terms of being a little bit too loose with the puck in the neutral zone, which really was the only opportunities that Union was getting was when we were not taking very good care of the puck through the neutral zone. But certainly that first goal was big, and then to get the second by Berge was definitely took the pressure off.
Talk about that goal by Emily Berglund.
Emily's got such a deadly shot, and she hit the crossbar I think in the first period, and she followed up on the play, had some room and buried it. It was a very impressive shot.
Your penalty kill, 25 consecutive kills. What is the key to the success of this penalty kill?
They've been outstanding. And, like we always say, your goalie has to be your best penalty killer. And certainly Lauren was very, very good when they were able to get shots through. But I thought the key last night was we were real aggressive. We didn't give them a whole lot of time to set up, and we just put constant pressure on them. And I thought we did a good job of reading when to jump. Pucks were along the wall. They had their numbers to us, so we were really aggressive in that case. And we made some good clears. We weren't trying to clear the puck by ourselves from below the goal line. We were utilizing our teammates with some short passes, and that allowed us to get the puck deep.
Talk about Lauren Bench, her fourth shutout of the season. She made some great saves last night.
She did, and all four of them have been here. She's obviously played extremely well here at the Sanford Center. Has a real good comfort level, and that's big. She I think she's gone three straight games now without giving up a goal here at the Sanford Center, and again, she deserves all the credit. I thought she had a great week, coming back from the break. And just was real sharp all week and just carried right over into the game. And having said that, Kerrigan was outstanding her last time out. She also had an outstanding week of practice, so she's in the net tonight.
Your team is unbeaten at home in the last six games, 5-0-1. You mentioned how Lauren has played here at home, but what is home ice advantage mean to your team?
Well, I think just the familiarity, you're sleeping in your own beds. It's just the comfort level you have playing at home. And we've had really good crowds, really encouraging crowds. Yesterday was a great environment with all the youth hockey players in town. So it's a beautiful facility. And there's no question we enjoy playing here. And so there's that. I think it's just the familiarity. You're not traveling. You're not on the road. You're not sleeping in a hotel. And all those things. But also there's just a mindset. This is our our barn. We want to own our facility, and having that mindset certainly helps.
Last night was your first look at Union. Talk about their play.
They worked real hard. I thought their goaltending was excellent. They're well coached. You can see that they play with structure. They have some players that can get up and down the ice. Right off the bat, there the first couple minutes they had a couple of really good chances. So. We know that they'll be better today too. Yesterday was their first game. They had a similar layoff to what we had, so I think you'll see just a cleaner game of hockey today.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today in game two?
Well, again, kind of similar to yesterday, Kelly. I think our start's going to be really, really important. We don't want to sit back and let them kind of dictate the play. We want to dictate the play. We want to set the pace. Get them back on their heels if we can. I think we can do a better job in the offensive zone of possessing the puck. I think if we can get more zone time in the offensive zone, it's going to just lead to more chances and hopefully kind of wear them down. And those are things I think we can do. And then I think our puck management needs to be just a lot better, especially coming out of our zone and going through the neutral zone.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.